Empecé con eso, ¿se oía? ¿Se alcanzaba bien?
How did we end up here? This place is horrible. Smells like balls. We don't belong in this shithole.
Hey, Sam.
Hey,
hon.
What kind of flowers did you say you wanted?
Acamelias. There's something that smells nice, you know. Something sweet.
It also
listen,
like
I
fucking
can't...
kimchi.
Okay, something that not looks nice. You know, anything but roses.
I hate this job.
I
Mr. Tom.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Hey. Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'd be a lot better if I could get Ralph to stop, you know, acting.
Yelling, I love you. I love you, bitch. What do you do with a love like that?
How is that? That is not love, and you know it. Why do you insist on calling
you
it love?
You can say what you want, but I know what it was.
What about you, Nick? Does that sound like love to you?
Sorry, I'm late. That's not good to me. Look, I'm the wrong person to ask. I only heard the man's name mentioned in passing.
I wouldn't know.
You'd have to know the particulars. But I think what you're saying is love is absolute.
Yeah.
The kind of love I'm talking about is the kind of love I'm talking about. You don't try and kill people.
It was love, Mel. To Eddie, it was. I don't care what anyone says. He was ready to die for it.
Ask her what he did after she left him.
He shot himself in the mouth, but he screwed that up, too. Poor Ed.
Poor Ed! My ass! The guy was dangerous.
Well, how'd he screw it up if he shot himself in the mouth?
He used to carry this .22. We lived like fugitives then.
Rough. Fugitives are scared. You know, fugitives are on the run.
Yeah.
So, you know, how many times do we get... Can you just give me a little more of that? You know, fears.
Yeah, great idea. We lived like fugitives then. I never knew if he was going to come out from behind a bush or a car and just start shooting. The man was crazy. He was capable of anything.
Christ, what a nightmare.
Yeah, he used to call me up at the hospital and say, "Son of a bitch, your days are numbered." It's too much. It's a little bit too much, I can tell, because with you, I just want to give you a raise.
Oh,
yes!
Someone caught on with one!
I thought it was increasing. Is that blood coming out of his ear?
It's okay.
Where are you going?
Well, did someone call for
help? You're not moving. Wait for an ambulance.
Did someone call for help?
That's going to be a lawsuit.
Okay, where are you going? The understudy will be ready in less than 5 minutes.
Just forget the understudy. We're going to have to cancel the first review.
But it's a full house. We would have to refund the entire...
Do it. Do it.
How's Ralph?
He'll be fine.
Wait. Fucking wait.
Listen, Jake, it was going to be a disaster. That guy's the worst actor I've ever seen in my life. The blood coming out of his ear was the most honest thing he's done so far.
It's not that bad.
Okay, it's fucking terrible.
Listen, you have the press in your dressing room in a few hours.
I'll fix something out. I don't know. I'll fix something. I'll rip. Listen, hold on. That wasn't an accident.
What do you mean?
I made it happen.
Oh, okay. Are you drunk?
Just find me an actor, a good actor.
Give me, Woody Harrelson.
He's doing the next Hunger Games.
Michael Fassbender.
He's doing the prequel to the X-Men prequel.
How about, Jeremy Renner?
Who?
Jeremy Renner.
He was nominated.
Okay. He was the Hurt Locker guy.
He's an Avenger.
Fuck.
They put him in.
He too?
God, I can't believe this.
I don't care. Just find me someone.
Ralph will sue us. He'll sue us and he has a case. Look, you're my attorney. You're my producer. You're my best friend. Right? Now, go out there and do what you were born to do. I don't care how you do it, just go.
How do you suppose I do? How do you...
That clown doesn't have half your talent, and he's making a fortune in that tin-man getup. We were the real thing, Reagan. We had it all. We gave it away.
Breathing in.
We handed these posers the keys to the kingdom.
Breathing out.
You listening to me?
Breathing in, I embrace me.
Yeah, embrace it. But I'm not going away. You know I'm right. Look at that. These people don't know what you're capable of.
Why would somebody go from playing the lead in a comic book franchise to adopting Raymond Carver for the stage? As you're probably aware, Barth said, the cultural work done in the past by gods and epic sagas is now being done by laundry detergent commercials and comic strip characters. This is a big leap you've taken.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, that Barth said... See, Birdman, like Icarus.
Okay, wait. Hang on. Who is this Barthes guy? Which Birdman was he in?
Roland Barthes was a French philosopher, and if you knew anything about the history of 20...
Now, is it true you've been injecting yourself with semen from baby pigs?
I'm sorry.
As a method of facial rejuvenation?
Where did you read that?
It was tweeted by... at Prostate Whispers.
No, that's not true.
I know, but did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I just said it's not
you're
true.
You're denying it.
No, don't write anything. Why would you write anything? I didn't do it.
Don't write what she says.
I didn't do it. I didn't put any baby things.
Just have you two. Are you at all afraid that people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up superstar?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's why 20 years ago I said no to Birdman at 4.
Blow the man off!
Thank you, everybody.
You do blow the man off!
Thank you for coming out. Thank you. We're expecting some great pieces.
Guys, in publicity, now on a Times feature, which is the worst idea right now.
What are you doing?
I don't want to look at this anymore.
That was a present from the crew. Don't fuck with those guys. They're union.
I don't care.
How'd it go?
Good.
They talk about Ralph at all? He did it. You know, the motherfucker did it. Threatened to sue us. Didn't even wait to get out of the hospital.
What'd you say?
What did I say? I said, you motherfucker.
Are you
threatening me? I swear to God, I so much as get a letter from a lawyer, then the press is going to get the pictures off your computer. That's what I said.
What pictures?
He has a thing for nuns and diapers. Why do you care? You shouldn't have any knowledge of that anyway. Point is I made it go away.
That's right. That's great.
Yeah, it is fantastic, except one thing.
What?
We don't have an actor.
Uh-huh.
And if we cancel the first preview, the press is going to smell blood, and we can't afford to lose any more money at all.
Okay. What do you think I should do?
Well, we hired an understudy. Let's use the understudy.
Yeah.
Reagan, listen to me, please, for the love of God, listen. Our perfect dream actor is not going to knock on that door and go, hey, fellas, when do I start? You know?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you find another actor?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mike's available.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Mike who?
I thought he was doing the thing.
He was. He quit. Or got fired.
Mike who? Which is it, quit or fired?
Well, with the Mike, it's usually both.
Mike fucking who?
Shiner.
Yes! Jake.
Oh, my gosh, how do you know Mike Shiner?
We share a vagina.
You think you'd want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Because he told me he wanted to do it.
Jake, yes. Ask me if he sells tickets.
Fine. Does he sell tickets?
He sells a shitload of tickets. Okay. Now ask me if the theater critics love him.
The theater critics love him.
They want to spooge on him.
Hey,
Leslie.
Right on his face.
Everything for a reason, right?
He can come in this evening.
I'll call him and find out.
I'll call his agent. Any? Clear the theater, send everyone to dinner, and give me some light. We got a put in tonight.
Who is it?
You'll find out.
Intimidating, isn't it? You have any idea that people who have walked on these boards before you? Geraldine Page, Helen Hayes, Jason Robards, Marlon Brando, and now Regan Thompson.
Hey, thanks for coming in on such short notice, Mike. I really appreciate it.
This is what I do. You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Well, thanks.
Well, it's a good theater. Can't speak for your play, but let's do a little bit of it, yeah?
Oh, I didn't expect you to come in. Yeah, just jump right in.
It's first preview tomorrow night, man. Let's get to work.
Okay. Well, you know, look, you know, feel free to take the script up until you feel comfortable.
No. Let's just do some of it.
All right. Okay. Hey, take a look at page 20.
I'm good. I don't need that.
What?
I don't need the script. Just give me a cue.
What are you talking about?
Feed me a line.
Well, how are
you? Feed me a line.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me see. Hey, I'm the wrong person to ask, okay? I didn't actually know the man. I only heard his name mentioned in passing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You'd have to know the particulars, but I think what you're saying is love is absolute.
Is that what I'm saying? Am I saying love is absolute?
Yes. Okay, yeah. The kind of love that I'm talking about is absolute. The kind of love that I'm talking about, you don't try to kill people. How do you know the lines?
It's a thing I have. I don't know. It's a gift. Oh, come on, man. I've been helping Leslie get off book for like a month.
Oh, right.
These
right.
lines are...
That right. makes sense. Like, right.
That's good. Okay. Give me a cue again.
Okay. Hey, I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't actually know the man. I heard his name mentioned in passing, but, yeah, I didn't know. You don't have to know the particulars. I think what you're saying, though,
Can I make a suggestion? I
mean, yeah. Sure. No. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
No, forget that.
Okay.
Just stay with me.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong person to ask, he says. But what is that? What's the intention in that? Is he fed up with the subject, so he's changing it? Is he deflecting guilt over the marriage? And here's the thing. You've got four lines after that right. all say the same thing. I didn't even know the man. I only heard his name mentioned in passing. I wouldn't know. You'd have to know the particulars. And the particulars, I mean, it sounds like my grandmother. But the point is, you don't know the guy. Right. We fucking get it. Yeah. Make it work with one line. I didn't even know the man. Right? Yeah,
right. Wait, you know my lines too.
Can we not get hung up on knowing lines?
Yeah.
Can we just work on this, tear it apart, whatever? So why don't you just give me that same thing again, but cut it down. Try it.
Okay. Hey, I'm the wrong person to ask.
That's the thing. See, I'm the wrong person to ask. What is it? I think it's fuck you. Fuck you. Don't put me on the spot, man. Don't make me feel self-conscious about my marriage while my wife is sitting...
Right there. Yeah.
Can I sit down?
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So just give it to me as a fuck you. Right. Try it. Lay it on me.
Yeah.
Just do it. Come on, give it to
me.
Fuck me hard.
Okay.
Give it. Right. Come on, don't talk about it. Just fuck
me. I'm the wrong person to ask, right? I don't even know the guy, okay? What's your point?
What's my point?
Yeah, what's your point? What do you think? Spit it out.
Oh.
You're saying what?
Oh.
What are you saying? You're saying love is absolute.
Yes. The kind of love that I'm talking about, it is absolute. The kind of love that I'm talking about, you don't try to kill people.
Yeah. Good. I don't know. What do you think, boss?
Okay.
You want to do this with me?
What do you think?
Everybody's back. Larry needs to see him for a fitting.
I'll take that as a yes. So, who are you?
That's Sam, my daughter.
Oh. Your daughter? Wow, that's amazing. You don't look anything like each other. What do you do?
She's my assistant. Works for me.
And does she talk and speak?
She does. Mm. Yeah, she can even sit or stay or roll over if you have any treats.
Hey, welcome aboard, Mike.
Thank you, Captain. I'm Mike Shiner, by the way.
Oh, I know who you are. I saw you in Hot House at the Geffen. You were great.
Oh, thank you. Your ass is great.
Dude, seriously?
You see, that was just me.
Larry.
This is the theater, sweetheart. Don't be so self-conscious.
He's here.
Okay, thanks the Lord and pass the biscuits. I finally have an actor to dress.
How have you been, Larry?
Better now that you're here. Take off your clothes. Let's see how we do. Okay.
You just gonna stand there?
This is the theater, honey. Don't be so self-conscious.
We're going to have to start from scratch in less than 24 hours. Here, try these.
Holy shit. What's happening? Where are your underpants?
Under the bed at home, I think. Okay. No. Okay. Everything is too small.
You're not kidding.
Oh.
Whoa, that's nice. Forgive him, Larry. Mike's like my 5-year-old son. Neither of them has clean underwear.
No pubic hair, I imagine. Okay. I can alter the suit, but we're going to have to need new trousers and shirts and underwear.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting on Larry.
Finished.
And I'm just standing with my cocker.
I've got dressed. Regan's daughter's hanging around, and I don't need her to walk
Leslie.
In here. No, Mike, you haven't seen her. She's always hanging around, watching everyone, like Little Miss Creepy.
Les?
I don't know if it's the drugs that fried her brain or what, but I just don't want her running to her father, saying you showed her your junk.
Then we should ask her to leave.
Oh, God, really?
Sammy?
It's Sam.
Sam. Leslie?
Listen, when I said that,
oh,
I didn't...
Don't worry about it. He's a handful, huh?
How is it that you always manage to find a new way to humiliate
me? Oh, to be fair, you make it really easy.
What the hell was she doing here?
She brought me down.
And stayed?
Well, she is a little...
Listen, Mike.
Thing.
This is Broadway, and I'm here, finally. Now, please, just do me a favor. I'm begging you, don't fuck it up.
Leslie.
I'm gonna have to go shopping again.
Just throw something, old fuck.
Just get whatever he wants. You have to four times what we're paying.
What's this going? It doesn't reserve.
The reserve is gone. We spin it on fog and those fake trees.
It's a train sequence, Jay. I've got a
midget.
They don't see. They're not allowed to see midgets anymore.
The reserve is gone.
You didn't see what I just saw.
I'm telling you, this guy's the real deal. I can feel it in my bones. He's the actor we've been waiting for. Come on, just get the contract done. Please, Jake. I'll get the money.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Get that smile off your face. You're freaking me out.
Okay. I'm
sorry.
Yeah. Oh, can I meet him?
He's in the city with Larry right now.
Hey, guys. I'm going to Starbucks. You want anything?
I'm good.
She has a great ass. Yeah. I have news for you, too.
Is it good or is it bad? Because right now, I really...
I missed my last GP ring. I think it's really happening. Is it good or bad? Regan!
It's good. It's great.
I'll take something else.
Okay. You sure it's mine?
Well, you know, there's you, there's Jake, you know, that Mr. Wore condoms. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's yours. Yeah. Idiot. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Me too.
What?
You're not funny. He's incredible.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Real Jim.
What?
Ask Nick. I want you to ask Nick if he thinks that that's love.
Oh, honey, can we just go to dinner?
Don't
get him started. You don't know how he's been lately. He's been depressed. I've been worried about him.
He's been what? Let me tell you guys something about real love. And I'll tell you something. We all should be ashamed when we talk like we know what we're talking about when we talk about love.
Oh, for God's sake. Are you getting drunk?
I don't have to be drunk to say what I think.
Nobody's drunk. We're just having a few drinks.
Exactly.
Well, you've had more than a few.
What are you, counting?
Hey, leave her alone. If you're not drunk, don't talk like you're drunk.
Shut up! Do me a favor. For once in your life, honest to God, shut up for a minute. Anyway, like I was saying, you don't know about real love, there's this old couple. Had a car wreck out on the interstate. Some drunk kid plowed his old man's pickup right into their camper. By the time I got down to the hospital, this kid, fucking teenager, was dead. So we took the old couple up to the OR. We worked like hell on them through most of the night. By the time we were done with them, we just, you know, wrapped them in their full body cast. The husband, the old man, was depressed for the longest time, even after I said to him, look, your wife's going to pull through. He was still depressed. So I went up to him with a mouthful, and I asked him. And he told me, it was because he couldn't see her through the eye. Couldn't see his wife. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, this guy's heart was breaking because he couldn't turn his goddamn head and just look at his goddamn wife. I mean, it was killing this guy.
I am so tired of
it. It was killing the guy.
Did you replace my gin with water, man?
Oh, my God.
No. Come on, what?
Come on.
You're drunk.
I'm drunk? Yes, I'm drunk. I'm supposed to be drunk. Why aren't you drunk? This is Carver. He left a piece of his liver on the table every time he wrote a fucking page. If I need to be drinking gin, who the fuck are you to touch my gin, man? Listen, you fuck with the period. You fuck with the plot since you can have the best line. You leave me the fucking tools that I need. Oh, come on, people. Don't be so pathetic. Stop looking at the world through your cell phone screen. Have a real experience. Does anybody give a shit about truth other than me? I mean, the steady fake, the bananas are fake. There's fucking nothing in this real part of your performance is fake. The only thing that is real on this stage is the chicken. So, I'm going to work with the chicken.
Where'd you turn it up?
Hey, that's good work, man.
Get him out of here.
How do you want me to do that?
Hey, wait.
I want him gone.
No. What? We cannot do that.
Of course we can do that. It's
listen
our show.
To me,
no, you listen to me.
Listen to me.
Get him the fuck out of my play. I'm not going to stand up there.
The preview. Nobody gives a shit about a preview. Nothing matters until that old bat from the New York Times is sitting on that audience opening night.
We're getting rid of him. I don't give a shit. I'm not going
to
stand up.
Shut up and listen to me for once. As soon as we announced he was taking over, the advance doubled, and that took less than a day. We can't afford to lose the preview. We can't afford to lose any more money. We can't afford to lose Mike. This is about being respected and validated. Remember, that's what you told me. That's how you got me into this shit. So you're the director. Get him under control, okay?
Fuck. This isn't the 90s anymore. Zipper's down.
Hey,
you were really good, Cameron.
Hey, out in front of the theater, 10 minutes.
I'll overthink it.
What the hell was going on up there?
I didn't know you were here tonight.
That guy's an asshole, huh?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Sam and I are going to grab a bite after she's finished.
No, I mean here, now.
Well, I know how much this means to you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
So what's happening?
The play? You saw it?
No, you and Sam.
Oh, you know, it's great. Same.
Do you talk to her?
Yeah. We talk. You know, it's just been so crazy around here, you know.
You understand where her head is at these
days.
Yeah,
of course.
You know, she's trying to stay away from everything and everyone that got her into rehab in the first place.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
I know. I really do. I get it.
But, you know, that's all she's had.
Yeah.
She's confused.
I get it.
Look, I know you're caught up in all this stuff, but you just have
stuff?
To... you know what I mean? Reagan, you don't have to be a great father right now. You just have to be one. Oh, sorry. How's that going?
I didn't talk about that.
You drinking?
No, I had my beer. So, what's going on with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Everything's the same, I guess. I'm going back to teaching.
Oh, yeah? Hey, I'm thinking of refinancing the Malibu house.
What? Sorry?
I'm thinking of refinancing...
No. I heard you. I just need a second. That's going to be Sam's house. Why would you... For this play?
I need the money.
Do you have any idea how crazy that sounds?
What do you want me to say? My health lasted longer than the money. You'll figure that out.
What's going on? Regan, look at me.
I got a chance to do something right. I got to take it. I got to.
It's funny, I was sitting here waiting for you, and all of a sudden I couldn't remember why we broke up.
last time I flew here from L.A. George Clooney was sitting like two seats in front of me with a nice pair of cufflinks and that fucking chin. We ended up flying through this really, really horrible storm. I mean, the plane was like rattling, shaking, and all the people on board were crying, praying, right? I just sat there. They're crying. I sit there. And I'm thinking, oh boy, next morning, when Sam looks at the paper, it's going to be Clooney's face on the front page. Not mine. You know? Boom. Did you know Farrah Fawcett died the exact same day as Michael Jackson? Is that crazy? Why did we break up?
Because you threw a kitchen knife at me. And an hour later, you were telling me how much you loved me. You know, just because I didn't like that ridiculous comedy you did with Goldie Hawn did not mean that I did not love you. That's what you always do. You confuse love for admiration. It's your house. You do what you want with it. You just make sure you're there for our daughter.
Oh.
You're not Farrah Fawcett, Regan.
We should have done that reality show they offered us. The Thompsons.
Shut up.
That would have been good.
Shut up.
Crazy, druggy, wise-ass daughter. Milfy wife with a perky tits. People would have wanted to see that.
Shut up.
More than I can say to this piece of shit.
Shut up.
The sunbed is here.
What does that mean?
That means there is a sunbed out there being delivered to in here.
Who ordered a sunbed?
Mikey says it's for his character, part of his process and that shit. He said he has to be a redneck.
Let's go. Walk.
Where are we going?
Get you some coffee. Did I do something to disrespect you?
Not yet.
Look, I have a lot riding on this fucking place.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. People know who I am.
Bullshit, hey, they don't know you, your work, man. They know the guy from the bird suit who goes and tells Corey his lately vomitous stories on Letterman.
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm popular, Mike.
Popular?
You know,
I don't give a shit. Popular? Popularity is the slutty little cousin of prestige, my friend.
Okay, I don't even know what the fuck that means. So.
Well, I mean, my reputation is riding on this, and that's worth
a lot. Exactly.
Right. Fuck
right.
You.
Yes.
If this doesn't work out for you, you fuck off back to your studio, pals, and dive back into that cultural genocide you guys are perpetrating. You know, the douchebags pour in every minute. That was P.T. Barnum's premise when he invented the circus, and nothing much has changed. And you guys know that if you crank out any toxic piece of crap, people will line up and pay to see it. But long after you're gone, I'm going to be on that stage, earning my living, bearing my soul, wrestling with complex human anxiety. That's what we do.
Oh, so is that what tonight was about? You wrestling with complex emotions?
It was just about seeing if it's even alive, seeing if it can bleed. No, this isn't a backlot, Regan. New York City, this is how we do things.
Where are you going?
They have coffee here.
They were laughing in our fucking faces.
Tonight they were laughing. Tomorrow they'll be tweeting. Fuck them. Who cares? These are the people who pay half price to watch us rehearse. Stop fucking
kidding. This plays a drama. We're doing Raymond Carver. This plays
a drama. You
don't
know what this play is about. No, you don't.
Oh, man.
That's what previews are for. That's why they call them previews. That's where you figure out what the play is. I mean... Okay, look. Listen to me. Do you see the woman at the far end of the bar? The one who looks like she licked a homeless man's ass?
Yeah.
The only thing that matters is what she writes about us in 500 words.
That's
Tabitha Dickinson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
and believe it or not, the only opinion that matters in your theater is hers. If she likes us, we run. If she doesn't, we're fucked.
She does look like she licked a homeless guy's ass.
Do me a favor. Don't get your panties in a twist over a fucking preview like some rookie, and don't tell me how to do my job. This is my town, and...
To be honest, most people don't give a shit about you here.
You're Rick and Thompson, right?
Sorry to interrupt you.
Would you mind having a picture with us here?
No.
Okay. Would you mind?
What?
The button's on the bottom.
Who's this guy? He used to be Birdman.
Oh, such a doll. Okay. Thank you. You're so sweet.
Thanks.
Handsome.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Come on.
We good here? I'm going to go home.
All right. See you tomorrow.
I want to know something. Why Raymond Garver?
There's a kid in a high school doing a play in Syracuse, and he was in the audience. And he sent this back afterwards.
And, thank you for an honest performance, Ray Carver.
Yeah? That's when I knew I was going to be an actor, right there.
Oh.
What's so funny?
Nothing. It's just on a cocktail napkin.
Yeah, so.
He was fucking drunk, man.
You headed to Hollywood, Mike?
No. No, Hollywood's heading here, Tabby.
Good luck with that.
A man becomes a critic when he cannot be an artist, the same way that a man becomes an informer when he cannot be a soldier. It's Flaubert, right?
He's a Hollywood clown in a likable suit.
Yes, he is. But tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, he's going out on that stage and risking everything. What will you be doing?
Don't you ever worry that I'll give you a bad review.
I'm sure you will. If I ever give you a bad performance. Miss Dickinson.
That's Mr. Shiner.
Still doing here?
Nothing. Nothing. Your costumes are hanging in your dressing room.
Oh, great. Great.
Oh, I got that coconut water that you wanted. If you want the face set,
hey.
It's not open until tomorrow. What?
I'm not sure that I said thank you.
For what?
For everything. I mean, you've been doing a really good job, and, you know, honestly. Yeah. I've been so preoccupied with all of it. Okay, well, I just wanted to say that. What is that?
Duck.
That smell. What is it? Look at me. Look at me.
What? What?
God damn, you've got to be shitting me.
Dad.
Where is it?
Can we not do this, please? Dad.
Where is it? I can't believe this. What is this?
Chunky peanut butter.
This. What is that?
That's pot. Relax.
You can't do this to me.
To you?
Oh, shut up. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about you.
Now,
what
don't
else
do
is
the
new?
Thing.
This
where
is
you,
right.
You,
isn't about me.
Look, I'm trying to do something that's important.
This is not important.
It's important to me.
Okay? Maybe not to you or your cynical friends whose only ambition is to go viral, but to me, this is, my God, this is my career. This is my chance to finally do some work that actually means something.
That means something to who? You had a career, Dad, before the third comic book movie. Before people started to forget who was inside that bird costume. You were doing a play based on a book that was written 60 years ago for 1,000 rich old white people whose only real concern is going to be where they go to have their cake and coffee when it's over. Nobody gives a shit but you. And let's face it, Dad, you are not doing this for the sake of art. You are doing this because you want to feel relevant again. Well, guess what? There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day, and you act like it doesn't exist. Things are happening in a place that you ignore. A place that, by the way, has already forgotten about you. I mean, who the fuck are you? You hate bloggers. You mock Twitter. You don't even have a Facebook page. You're the one who doesn't exist. You're doing this because you're scared to death, like the rest of us, that you don't matter. And you know what? You're right. You don't. It's not important, okay? You're not important. Get used to it.
In the days before Nick's depression started to eat away at him, he never knew I was pregnant, and I never intended on telling him. I guess we make choices in life when we choose to live with them. Not. I didn't want that baby. Not because I didn't love Nick, not because I didn't love the idea of it, but just because I wasn't ready to love myself. There's a distance to it all now. Position to the sound of birds, music out, laughing at the wind.
We are on stage.
Roll it, roll it, go, go.
I think I'm hard.
No, you're not. Sometimes you don't get the other people's feelings.
No, like I'm getting hard.
Let's
really do it. Let's really fuck.
Crazy.
It'll be so real. Trust me.
Help, Mike. Oh, I'm serious.
Trust me.
Mike.
Don't call him Mike. Call him Mel. No.
Hey! 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 I'm out of there!
Get off me!
Why?
What are you doing here?
I just need you to tell me why.
Take it easy, man. Take it easy. I know this is hard.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Don't do anything stupid.
Hey! Daddy, please!
What's the matter with me? Why do I always end up having to beg people to love me?
Eddie, please, give me the gun. Look at me. I was drowning. I'm just not capable of... You deserve to be loved, Eddie. You do.
I just wanted to be what you wanted. Now I spend every fucking minute praying to be somebody else, somebody I'm not. Anybody.
Okay, just put the gun down, Ed. She just doesn't love you anymore.
You don't, do you?
No.
And you never will?
I'm sorry.
I don't exist. I'm not even here. None of this even matters. I don't exist. I don't exist.
Ed.
I don't know this.
Ed!
Hey,
no, don't do that!
Are you kidding me? That's the best I've seen.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Oh, fuck. Bite my head, but you're a bull in
me. Give me the blood, Greg. Oh, fix that.
They're fucking in a motel.
You've got to be shitting me. You can't get it up in 6 months, and now you want to fuck me in front of 800 strangers?
Look, I need it to feel real, okay? I need that intensity. You've known that about
fuck
me from the
you.
Beginning. I was in the moment. I thought that you were too.
I told you to stop. I want to get out of the apartment.
What? No, wait. Okay, look. I'm sorry. Can you just...
No, we can't, Mike. Now, maybe up here, you're Mr. Truth. But in the real world where it counts, you're a fucking fraud. How's that feel for truth, you dick?
Sorry.
He's such an asshole.
What do you do now?
Oh, nothing. You just tried to fuck me in front of an entire audience.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's kind of hot.
Since I was a little kid, and now I'm here, and I'm not a Broadway actress. I'm still just a little kid. And I keep waiting for someone to tell me I've made it.
Hey, you made it.
I did.
Sadly, it was with Mike Shiner in a fake motel bed in front of, like, 300 people, but
shut up. No. Oh, God.
Hey, is she okay?
Yeah, she's gonna be fine.
Look, none of this is your fault, okay? Okay, look, you're beautiful, and you're talented, and I'm lucky to have you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of sweet.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. 2 years and he's never said anything like that to me.
Hey. You're beautiful. And you're talented. And I'm lucky to have you. Okay?
We're gross.
We are. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Do it again.
Can we talk about this like two mature artists? I mean, what really is a big deal about...
No!
You're not ready yet. That's fine. Fuck!
Regan. Your gun is ridiculous. I can see the red plug in the barrel, so you look like a kid with a plastic toy when you point it at me. I don't feel threatened at all.
Get a better one. Have some self-respect, please.
Hey, apart from that,
I thought that was a pretty fun crowd. Huh? Ah.
I don't think it's high enough.
Me neither.
What are you doing up here?
Adrenaline. I just got out of rehab. It's the closest thing I get to a drug.
You went to rehab?
Yeah.
Cool.
It wasn't old Dr. Drew or anything, but that dude from American Pie was there.
Yeah?
Eat me!
I love this city.
Yeah?
Why do you act like a dick all the time? Do you just do it to antagonize people?
Maybe.
You really don't give a shit if people like you or not.
Not really.
It's cool.
Is it? I don't know.
Hey. Hey.
What?
Let's play a game.
A game?
Mm-hmm.
What are you, 8?
What are you, 78? Truth or dare?
Oh, come on. Let's...
Truth or dare? Oh.
Truth.
When we first met, you made a comment about my ass. Why did you do that?
You have a terrific ass. And I noticed that. And then I just commented on it. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a bald guy. He's going to walk right under you. I want you to spit on his head.
No.
You said dare.
True.
No, it's too late. Man.
You happy?
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
You're boring.
Truth is always interesting.
Do you want to fool around with me?
No.
Really? Why not?
That's the second question.
It's the second part.
I'd be afraid I couldn't get it up.
That didn't seem to be a problem for you on stage.
That's because nothing is a problem for me on stage.
I want to ask another question.
You've already asked another question.
One more.
Go ahead.
If you weren't afraid, what would you want to do to me?
I'd pull your eyes out of your head.
That's sweet.
I'd put them in my own skull. I'd look around so I could see the street the way I used to when I was your age.
Don't kill a messenger. He's an asshole.
I told you.
You fuck.
He's playing you, Regan.
Is it?
Page 12.
Regan Thompson, better known as the face of the Birdman films, tries not to lay an egg on Broadway again. What's the rest of it?
There is no rest of it.
Don't worry. Somebody will be using that to scoop up dog shit tomorrow.
Why would you be so calm about this?
What are my other choices?
Aren't you scared at all, Laura?
About what?
About being humiliated out there.
It won't be the first time I've been humiliated.
Of course it won't.
You're an asshole.
By the way, I'm not pregnant, so there's one thing you don't have to worry about.
Forget about her. He stole your front page. He's stealing your show. He thinks you're a joke. Now 2 million people agree with him. Maybe you are, Regan. Maybe that's what you are. A joke.
Carver's the reason you became an actor, huh?
What?
Listen to me. This is my fucking show. I did the work. I raised the money. I arranged the fucking press.
Oh, Jesus. They called me for an interview. I told them the first thing that came into my head.
Really? The cover of the art section, for Christ's sake.
You came to your... Fuck the art section. You told them the first thing that came to your head. Right, because that's you, Mike, right? You're Mr. Natural. Mr. Fuck the scene you stare at my massive heart on, right? That's the truth of the moment.
Did you think it was massive?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You don't get hard on my stage unless I tell you to.
Your stage?
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. This stage has belonged to a lot of great actors,
really?
But you are not one of them, pal.
So you're all drawing lines, huh?
Ah, I did.
Yeah,
actually.
You wrote a few changes and you mumbled a little bit. You self-absorbed.
Hey, I'm self-absorbed. Look at you.
Yeah, you nobody spiteful piece of shit.
Nobody.
Yeah.
My massive hard-on got 50,000 views.
I can't play with a dildo gets more than that. Get the fuck out of here.
Care.
Yes, you do. You
I'm
care.
A theater actor.
I don't give a shit. You care. Everybody's just... Oh, Mike is so honest. Mike is so...
Hey,
in the interview, your father was a drunk like Carver. Is that true, Matt? Is that true?
No.
Because
no,
my right. father was. My father was a mean fucking drunk. You understand?
Okay.
He beat the shit out of us. That was okay, though, you know, because at least he was beating us. He wasn't thinking about taking it. He was out to his tool shed. Because looking at the tool shed, that son of a bitch was snarling. Hey, wait a minute. He said, I'm talking about Bill.
Oh.
Or do you want me to take it off and use it on you? After a while, I made myself numb, so, you know. But my...
Okay. Hey. Oh, God. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's fucking horrible, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's also not true. Yeah, I can pretend to you.
Oh!
Fuck me, Mike. I'm telling you.
You're a little bit crazy. You know what? You should start using that.
Yeah, you have no fucking idea. So working with Regan Thompson's like walking with a monkey? Huh?
I might have said that.
Yeah, you must. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you get your wings in your fucking bird suit?
Oh. Ow! Hey! No! Ow!
I'm gonna grab up on your ass and choke you out!
I'm gonna fucking choke you out!
Get off!
What are you looking at?
What are you gonna do? You're gonna replace me? You're gonna go get fucking Ryan Gosling or some bitch? What do you think my friend Tabitha's gonna do you in this time, fucking killer, huh?
Now you're about to destroy what's left of your career. It's pathetic. Let's get the hell out of here while we can.
I ignore this mental formation. This is a mental formation.
Stop that shit. I'm not a mental formation. I'm you, asshole.
Leave me alone.
You were a movie star, remember? Pretentious, but happy.
I wasn't happy.
Ignorant, but charming. Now, you're just a tiny, bitter cocksucker.
Fucking miserable. I was fucking miserable.
Yeah, but fake miserable. Hollywood miserable. What are you trying to prove? That you're an artist? Well, you're not.
Fuck you!
No, fuck you! You coward. We gross billions. What, are you ashamed of that? Billions!
And billions of fucking shit every day. So what? Does that make it good? I don't know if you noticed, but that was 1992.
You could jump right back into that suit if you wanted to. We're not dead.
Look at me. Look at this. I look like a turkey with leukemia. I'm fucking disappearing. What's left? I'm the engine of fucking Trivial Pursuit question.
You're an imposter here. Eventually, they're going to figure you out.
What part of this don't you get? You're dead.
We are not dead.
Please, just stay dead.
We are not dead.
There's nothing we. There is no we. I'm not fucking you. I'm Regan fucking Thompson.
No. You're Birdman. Because without me, all that's left is you. A sad, selfish, mediocre actor grasping at the last vestiges of his career. What the hell did you do that for? I like that poster. It's always we, brother.
Fuck you! Let me alone!
Well, 1 hour till curtain.
Yeah,
cool. Why don't you try to rest a little bit?
Yeah, I have some reason to lay down.
Almost there, buddy. Last preview.
Okay, cool.
How you doing?
Good. Great.
Good. The money came through. I just need to transfer it into the account.
There you go. Thank you.
Good.
That's terrific.
So, yeah, I'll go do that.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I'm proud of you, don't you? This took balls, and you did it, okay?
I know. Hey, I think we gotta cancel the preview.
What?
I'm tired, dude. I can't do this anymore, Jed. I can't.
That's a joke, right?
You know, I don't think this is for me.
Paul.
They're laughing at me.
There is a free block line of people waiting for you. It's a full house. We're sold out.
Really?
Yes. And the French ambassador's coming, and the Prince of Saudi Arabia is bringing one of his wives. And I didn't want to tell you this, but Martin Scorsese is casting his new film. And, you know, don't tell anybody. If you
no, 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 no.
Okay?
Okay? Okay. Yeah, I can. I'm ready. I can breathe.
Good.
Thank you.
How is he?
He'll be fine.
Poor creature. Is it true? Scorsese?
Yeah. And the new Pope, too.
You're an asshole, Jake.
I'm the one keeping this afloat.
Hey. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I cut my hand, too.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
What for?
Well, I knew what Mike was capable of, and I brought him in anyway.
No. You did good. You did good. You kidding? You did great.
Tomorrow's my first opening night on Broadway.
Mine too.
I just want you to know that no matter what happens, that I'm really grateful to you.
Oh, no, me too. Hey, this is exciting.
in Full House. You can't just hold me.
Yeah, great.
For fuck's sake, just jump already.
How do you know I'd be up here?
Well, I didn't know, but I kind of hoped maybe.
Where's Leslie?
Leslie's moving on.
Smart guy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that support.
You ready for your last preview?
Sure, yeah.
Who did that to you? Could have been anybody, I guess.
Yes.
I'm sort of hoping it was Leslie.
Well, it wasn't Leslie.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I think maybe I deserved it. Hey, tell me something. What is the worst thing that he did to you? Seriously.
He was never around.
Yeah. I mean, so what? That was it?
No, it was how he tried to make up for it by constantly trying to convince me that I was special.
Okay. Look. Look at me. He was right, though.
About what?
About your being special. You know, you've been hanging around here, trying to make yourself invisible behind this fragile little fuck-up routine of yours, but you can't. You're anything but invisible. You're big. You're kind of a great mess. It's like a candle burning on both ends, but it's beautiful. No amount of booze or weed or attitude is going to hide that.
I'm glad you're an actor, not a writer, because that was like Oprah, Hallmark, R. Kelly bad.
Yeah, well, I wasn't.
Truth or dare?
Truth?
No.
Truth?
No. Truth or dare?
Do you have any idea where you're going?
Absolutely. How do you do it?
Do what?
How do you go out there every single night and pretend to be somebody else in front of all those people?
I don't pretend out there, I told you. I pretend just about every place else, but not out there.
Shame.
What are we doing here?
What do you mean?
I mean, what are we doing here?
Fucking teenagers.
By the time we got to the hospital, the kid was dead. So we took the old couple up to the OR, and we worked like hell on it through most of the night. The husband, the old man, was depressed for the longest time. Even after I told him the wife was going to pull through, he was still depressed. So I went up to the mouth hole, and I asked him. He told me it was because he couldn't see the light through the eye hole. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, this guy's heart was breaking because he couldn't turn his goddamn head just to see his goddamn wife. So, I guess the question we should ask ourselves is, what do we talk about when we talk about love?
I've been together 5 years, and I don't know how many times I've heard the words, I love you, but it wasn't until that night.
Blood red should be good now. Okay. Be ready to go in 2 minutes.
Yes. That was amazing.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Something happened. It's actually going well.
Yeah.
I think the other one was really for
a while. I think we need to talk.
No.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But we will eventually, because that's the only way I'm going to get a chance to say I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
We could have made great parents.
Horrible.
We would have been awful. We would have raised like
serial killers.
Justin Bieber. I really wanted to be a mom. But my body doesn't seem to agree. I imagine myself on Broadway. I never saw the dancing reindeer. And I touched
it. In the days before Nick's depression started to eat away at him, he had no idea I was pregnant. And I never intended on telling him. I guess you make choices in life and choose to live with them. Or not. I didn't want that baby. Not because I didn't love Nick, and not because I didn't love the idea of it, but because I just wasn't ready to love myself. There's a difference to it now.
Hey, Jim. Yes, look.
Underscored by a gentle breeze. And the
Stop! You stop!
Cage. This is my attorney, Mr. Roy.
Wait. We're pursuing financial remunerations for the injuries, Mr.
I'm going to run.
I got a play to do.
Excuse me?
No, I'm going to get you open.
You can't hurt me.
A very strong union, sir.
Knock, knock, knock! Jerry! Jerry!
I just need you to tell me why.
Okay, take it easy, Ed. I know this is hard.
Shut up, fuck you. Shut up. Shut up.
Eddie, please.
What's wrong with me? Why do I beg people to love me?
Eddie, please. Please, just give me the gun.
I just wanted to be what you wanted. Now I spend every fucking... Stay! Try to be somebody else, somebody I'm not!
Put the gun down, she just doesn't love you!
Look at me. I was drowning. I'm just not capable of that kind of... You deserve to love me. You do.
I just want to be what you wanted. Now I spend everything fucking strong. Okay, don't leave, please. Is that a sprite? What wheelchair? Okay, Mr. Rock, please just hear me out. You hear me out? Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Okay, listen. Give me 10 minutes to grab my face. Give me 10 minutes, and we can meet to discuss. Please don't hang up. God damn it! The motherfucker hung up!
Dad.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Why?
You seem sort of...
No, I'm good. I'm good. This is good. You want some?
No.
Okay.
Do you really think you'll be ready for opening tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean...
Previews are... pretty much a train wreck. We can't seem to get through a performance without a raging fire or a raging heart on. I'm broke. I'm not sleeping, like, you know, at all. And this play kind of starting to feel like a miniature deformed version of myself that just keeps following me around and, like, hitting me in the balls with a tiny little hammer. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Never mind. Tonight wasn't bad.
Oh.
It was weird, but it was kind of cool.
Yeah, really? Think?
Yeah, I think people liked it.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing, by the way? Homework?
No, I don't. No. When I was in rehab, they made us do this.
Really? What is it?
It's, these dashes represent the 6 billion years that the Earth has been around. Oh. And so each dash represents 1,000 years. And this is how long humans have been here. 150,000 years. I think they're trying to remind us that that's all our ego and self-obsession are worth.
I was a shitty father, wasn't I?
No, you were... you were fine.
Yeah. That's right, I was just fine. I can't.
Dad?
What? Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm sorry.
You just wiped out the entire human race.
There it goes. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're becoming a trending topic.
Really?
Yeah. I should probably tell you about this before anybody else does.
350,000 views in less than an hour. Believe it or not,
hits in the last 2 hours.
What she's seeing is Birdman actor Regan
Thompson
ready to shoot the fence with. In his tight
you
ways. Oh, come on. Take
the
look.
Or not.
Ouch.
You
can get a job this town these days. That's going over to Ms.
Dickinson.
Yeah, give me a minute. Hey, that's on me. She's a
friend of mine. Okay.
Thank you. That was 20 years before I put on that goddamn outfit.
I don't care.
Okay. I was just... You know, before you come tomorrow...
It doesn't matter. I'm going to destroy your play.
But you didn't see it. I mean, you know, did I do something to offend you?
As a matter of fact, you did. You took up space in a theater which otherwise might have been used on something worthwhile.
Okay, well, I mean, you don't even know if it's any good or not. I didn't...
That's true. I haven't read a word of it or even seen a preview. But after the opening tomorrow, I'm going to turn in the worst review anybody has ever read. And I'm going to close your play. Would you like to know why? Because I hate you and everyone you represent. Entitled, selfish, spoiled children. Blissfully untrained, unversed, and unprepared to even attempt real art. Handing each other awards for cartoons and pornography. Measuring your worth in weekends. Well, this is the theater. And you don't get to come in here and pretend you can write, direct, and act in your own propaganda piece without coming through me first. So break a leg.
You know, what has to happen in a person's life for them to become a critic anyway? What are you writing, another review? Is it any good? Is it? Is it bad? Did you even see this? Let me read it.
I will call the police.
Let's call the police. Let's read you. Callous. Callous is a label. Lackluster. That's just labels. Marginality. Are you kidding me? Sounds like you need penicillin to clear that up. That's a label. So these are just all labels. You just label everything. That's so fucking lazy. You're a lazy fucker. You're a lazy. Do you know what this is? Do you even know what that is? You don't. You know why? Because you can't see this thing if you don't know how to label it. You mistake all those little noises in your head for true knowledge.
Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished. There's nothing in here about technique. There's nothing in here about structure. Nothing here about intention. It's just a bunch of crappy opinions backed up by even crappier comparisons. You write a couple of paragraphs. And you know what? None of this costs you fucking anything. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm a fucking actor. This play cost me everything. So I'll tell you what. You take this fucking malicious, cowardly, shittily written review and you shove that right the fuck up your wrinkly, tight ass.
You're no right to your celebrity. Let's be clear on that. I'm going to kill your play.
Too much? I was just trying to give you a range. It's a little bit too much, I can tell, because you... I just wanted to give you a range. It just was a little bit too much. No.
You look like shit, brother. You get that mongoloid look when you're hungover, don't you? Yeah. Let's go. Come on, get up. It's a beautiful day. Forget about the times. Everyone else has. Come on, stand up. So you're not a great actor. Who cares? You're much more than that. You tower over these other theater douchebags. You're a movie star, man. You're a global force. Don't you get it? You spent your whole life building a bank account and a reputation, and you blow balls. Good for you. Fuck it. We'll make a comeback. They're waiting for something huge. We'll give it to them. Shave out that pathetic goatee. Get some surgery. 60's the new 30, motherfucker. You are the original man. You paved the way for all these other little clowns. Give the people what they want. I'm an old-fashioned apocalyptic poor. Birdman, the phoenix rises. Pimple-faced gamers grinning in their pants. A billion worldwide, guaranteed. You were larger than life, man. You save people from their boring, miserable lives. You make them jump, laugh, shit their pants. All you have to do is... What I'm talking about. Bones rattling. Big, loud, fast. Look at these people. Look at their eyes. They're all sparkling. They love this shit. They love blood. They love action. Not this talking, depressing, philosophical bullshit. Yes. And the next time you screech, it'll explode into millions of eardrums. You'll glimmer on thousands of screens around the globe. Another blockbuster. You are a god. See? There you go, you motherfucker. Gravity doesn't even apply to you. Wait till you see the faces of those who thought we were finished. Listen to me. Let's go back one more time and show them what we're capable of. We have to end it on our own terms. with a grand gesture. Flame. Sacrifice. Icarus. You can do it. You hear me? You are.
Sorry, can't talk. Late. Music.
You okay, man? You want me to call somebody for you? Do you know where to go?
Yeah. I know where to go.
Oh, hey! No, wait! What the...
First act, huh?
Not bad at all.
It's going really well.
I didn't think Hollywood would do Broadway.
I never would have expected it again.
Second act is half as good.
It's pretty hilarious.
Come on, see an admission.
I just came to say hello. It's going great out there. You're so good. I mean it. I really mean it.
For the final scene, Regan places for the final scene.
You need to. No. Look at all these roses.
I hate roses.
Are you okay? You seem abnormally calm.
I'm calm. And great, actually. You know, I've got this talks to me sometimes. Tells me the truth. Comforting. Kind of scary, but it's comforting.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe the crowd outside. They said some people paid up to $500 a ticket.
Yeah. Hey. I'd say something funny.
Sure.
You remember our last anniversary party?
Seriously? You're going to ruin a nice moment with that?
Do you remember the party?
The party where you fucked Janet Ross back in our bed?
Yeah, I tried to skip over that part.
Oh, gladly.
And you threw all the guests out of the house. And you threw all the furniture out the window.
I remember.
And then you locked yourself in the bed.
Friggin', why are we talking about
I drove out to Malibu. And I just sat on the beach for a while looking out at the ocean.
Friggin'.
And I walked straight into the water. And I tried to drown myself. I was up to my chest when I felt the first one on my back. It was like somebody was holding a frying pan against me, really burning. And then they were on my chest and all over my legs. The water was full of jellyfish. They were all over me. I had to fight my way out of the water and went up to the beach, was rolling around like a maniac in the sand, crying.
You said it was a sunburn.
Yeah, I know. Do you believe?
To be honest, I didn't give a shit.
I love you. I know I'm safe.
I know.
I really wish I wouldn't have videotaped your birth, though.
Why?
Guys, I just missed the moment, really. Don't have it. I should have just been there, the two of you. You know. Just the three of us. But I wasn't. I wasn't even present in my own life, and now I don't have it. I'm never gonna have it.
You have Sam.
Really, I don't. I mean, she's...
No. Listen, she's just gone.
No, I can't. I understand. You know, she needed to have a dad. Instead, she got this guy who was a 3-day viral sensation. It is so pathetic.
No, come on. There are more pathetic things than that.
Yeah, like...
That mustache.
Regan, we are in the motel. Last scene has started. You're not here. Last chance for places.
You better get back to your seat. Little leopards laughed at the lofty eyes, 20 little
you doing here?
Why? I just want you to tell me why. Please tell me why.
Shut up! Eddie, please!
What's the matter with me? Tell me what's the matter. Why do I always end up having to beg people to love me?
Eddie, please. Give me the gun. It was me. I was drowning. I'm just not capable of... You deserve to be loved, Eddie. You do.
I just wanted to be what you wanted. You. Now I spend every fucking minute trying to be something else, someone I'm not.
Put the gun down, Ed. She doesn't love you anymore.
You don't, do you?
No.
And you never will.
Yes.
Is he out?
He just woke up.
I thought I lost you, buddy. What the hell happened? I was watching you on that stage, and then all of a sudden, you had that goofy look in your eye, and you were just like...
What is wrong with you?
I'm happy! He's alive. My best friend is alive. And he happens to be the fucking man of the hour.
What is that?
You have to be kidding me. Read it. I don't believe this. The unexpected virtue of ignorance.
Read it.
Oh, by Tabitha Dickens.
Read it out loud.
Thompson has unwittingly given birth to a new form which can only be described as superrealism. Blood was spilled both literally and metaphorically by artist and audience alike, real blood. The blood that has been sorely missing from the veins of the American theater. You're happy about this?
Happy? I'm fucking euphoric. This is the kind of review that turns people into living legends.
He's got the nose off his face.
He's got a new nose. And if he doesn't like that one, we'll get him a new one. Use Meg Ryan's guy. Who gives a shit? They're lighting candles for him in Central Park. Turn on your TV. Where's the... They're praying for him all across the country. He did it. You did it. I've been reborn, brother. And I can see the future. This play is going to last forever. It's going to open in London and Paris. And the studio is going to call again. And we're going to get some book deals. You'll see.
So you can see the future?
Yeah, I can see the future.
How about that, huh? Did you see that coming?
Why aren't you saying anything? This is what you wanted, wasn't it? Reagan, this is what you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I wanted.
Okay, listen. You're going to get hit with a brandishing a weapon charge, okay? If anybody talks to you about it, it was an accident.
Is that what this was? An accident?
An accident. That's what I want to do. What's so funny?
I can't smell them. What are you doing?
I'm posting a photo on your Twitter page.
I have a Twitter page?
Yeah, I set it up today.
Let me see.
No way. No, you look hideous.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm actually not. You do look hideous. You've got 80,000 followers. Less than a day.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just gonna get the shit out of all of them.
Let me look at it.
Mm-mm. It's done. I'm gonna go get out of the vase for the flowers. Dad? Dad? Dad?
Thank you.